Today is Monday, September 9th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is. Of course, there's a commercial on there. It's National Wiener Schnitzel Day, or Wiener Schnitzel. It's also Share Your Care Day, National Boss Employee Exchange Day, and National Teddy Bear Day. I'm almost 100% certain that I've said this before, but Mark, I gave him a teddy bear once, like a long time ago, when we first got together, and he has just, that teddy bear, he has slept with that bear every night. Now, I may have gotten him a bear at some other point and he swapped it out, but he always sleeps with a teddy bear that I've gotten him. And there is one particular one that he really liked, was comfortable to him or whatever, and he cuddles this teddy bear at night. So, yeah, it is what it is, but that is what he does. So I'm going to have to, anyway, I was just thinking I'm going to have to remember how long I've been recording and shit, because this is not my normal setup. So I'm in a room right next to Daniel Brewer. Like immediately next. If he does anything nefarious in his room, I'm going to hear him. If the police are called, if there's, you know, anything at all, I'm going to hear Daniel Brewer for sure. And, if I fart too loud or something like that, he'll probably hear me. I'm sure these walls must not be extremely thick or anything like that. So I'm recording. So what I was going to say is he's probably hearing me recording right now. He's like, oh, Adam's recording his podcast. I should like run over and start and add some interest to his show. I know he needed to take some poop powder or something because he's been having problems pooping apparently. And so we are today and the air conditioning is really loud. So one thing I haven't figured out on this Zoom, which you guys are probably not going to notice at all, but one thing I haven't figured out is there appears to be an automatic gain on this Zoom P4. And so no matter what volume I set the mic at, it seems to have this gain added. And so it's picking up all the, it's picking up the microphone. It's picking up the air conditioning in the room. It's picking up traffic noises outside. And like, I could not in the settings find gain. I found high pass filter, low pass filter, some things like that. But gain is good, but gosh, I don't need that much. I can put my mouth up to the microphone. So we're in Woodland Hills as I'm recording this. We just got here about 20 minutes ago. And no, I guess we've been in Woodland Hills for about an hour, but we had to stop at CVS for Daniel. So we stopped at CVS and then we finally made it to the hotel. We're supposed to be at Auntie Scott's at 6 p.m. It is now 4:56 and I needed to go ahead and record because I don't know how late we're going to be at Auntie Scott's and I don't want to be thinking, oh my gosh, got to get back. And we've been getting up fairly early, and maybe not for Daniel early, but we've been out the door by 9 o'clock every morning. And we've been staying out, well, at least last night we stayed out until we weren't back in the room until around 11:30, 12 at night. And I didn't go right to bed, and so I've just been, you know, going to sleep, getting up. I'm hoping one of these days, either today as you're listening to this or Tuesday, we have a day where we can sleep in a little bit because it has just been planned. I guess I'm used to that because Mark and I have these spreadsheets, but I guess I was just thinking, oh my gosh, when I take a vacation of my own, I'm thinking, you know, I hope it's more relaxing than the ones that I go with Mark because we over plan. And so I end up feeling like we're just running hither and to and fro and I'm never getting to actually relax. And we get home and I need to relax for my vacation. And so, you know, we have had some downtime though, but it's just been a Disney, you know, on Friday, Disney in the morning. It was very hot, like 114 degrees. And, or maybe yesterday it was 114. I don't know. But anyway, one day it was 114, but it was 110 another day. It's 104 today. But we're at Disney from 9 until 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and then we go to the run thing. I feel like I'm all over the place. So let's start over. Well, not really start over, but let's go back. Because I know I only got you guys so far on kind of my travel. And I do have some notes, so I'll go back to that, and then we'll kind of progress forward. But so on Thursday, when I flew, I actually got to the airport. Everything was fine. Mark drove me to the airport and had TSA pre. Everything was fine there. We have a small airport, so there's never really that much of a line anyway in security. But we did TSA pre for other, you know, because we're in other airports as well, not just our own. And then, you know, they were doing stupid things like changing the filters in the ceiling at the airport at our gate. So because for safety, they were not letting anyone sit in the seats in case something dropped from this crane lift or whatever they had that was lifting the guy who was putting the filters in. And so I was annoyed by that. I had to go all the way down to another gate that was open because I had about 45 minutes or something. And then I spent all this time downloading all of this stuff on the Paramount app, which I think I told you guys didn't work. And I ended up watching a show on Netflix called Unstable. It's a Rob Lowe show. And actually, you know, it's not the best show in the world, but it's funny. If you like a little comedy, a lighthearted comedy with, and you know, Rob Lowe and his son, neither one of them are bad looking. So yeah, I was watching that, and that was pretty much my flight. I did give in and buy junk food. I mean, it just doesn't matter. No matter how well I do on this diet, air quotes, when I go on vacation, my brain just tells me, you're on vacation. You don't need to do anything else. And so anyway, I bought an Otis Spunkmeyer chocolate muffin and Doritos, a bag of Doritos, and I ended up having those on the flight. It was a direct flight. I did not like the seat that I was given. I got a seat that was right behind first class. Generally, it would be like a bulkhead seat, but there was no bulkhead there because this was a small plane. But they had kind of opened up the space between first and steerage, or whatever you want to call it. And there was nothing in front of us. But I didn't have a seat in front of me. I was just out in the middle of the aisle because the first class row only had one seat on that side. We were on the left side, but starting with economy, there were two. Well, I was the very first row of economy, and so my seat was just looking straight down the aisle. There was no seat in front of me at all, which means I didn't have a pocket to put things in. I didn't have an under seat to put my backpack in, so I had to put my backpack overhead, and it was a 3.5 hour flight, and I like to be able to get in my backpack and usually have my charger for my phone. The seat is not that large, so I was having to like stuff the charger next to me, and when I was eating the Doritos and the muffin, I was trying to balance them precariously. Anyway, so it wasn't great, but I did made it, and then when I got into town, I had to kill a lot of time for Daniel, so I went to a Walgreens, and I wasn't sure if it was a safe area. So I was Googling, you know, how to tell if there's gang activity in an area or whatever. So I did that, and then I found a mall, and I just kind of walked laps around the mall. I went into Target. There was a Target in the Culver City Mall, so I went there. I got some Diet Mountain Dew, which I needed for my room, and some other things. Then I went back, parked in the garage, and picked up Daniel. And then Daniel and I went ahead and drove to the hotel. We went to a dispensary, and then we went to the hotel. I think that's all we did. Yeah. And by the time we got to the hotel, it was pretty much time to go to bed because he had gotten in, I don't know exactly what time he got in, but it was fairly late. And so by the time we got to the hotel, because it was probably 30, 45 minutes drive from the airport to the hotel, it was time to kind of relax. So I just relaxed. Zach got in at some point. I don't know when it was. And then the next day, we ended up going, or the next day we went to California Adventure. So we went to California Adventure, and I did not take any notes. So I've got to try to remember what we did at California Adventure. We did basically four rides. I don't have a lot of detail because I didn't take notes. So I don't have a lot of detail, but I will say that it was super hot, like super, super hot. Like I said, either 110 or 114. No wind, probably higher humidity than they're used to in California. And these California people were not used to it. They were all carrying these fans around and looked like they were about to melt. But it was hot for all of us. I mean, it was super hot. But we did the Guardians, the Tower of Terror, I feel like I've said all of this on a previous episode, but I couldn't have because I couldn't have. what else did we do? We did, I'm trying to remember. Gosh, my memory is not good. We did a Spider-Man game, which I won. 222,000 points. I beat Daniel and Zach and the lady that was in the car with us. We saw a Spider-Man show, a little skit with a kind of a hot looking little Twinkie looking. I mean, he's in a Spider-Man costume, so you can't see, but his build was very Twinkie-ish. And I think I'm going to run out of music, so I'm going to stop here. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.